Hello?
Yes.
Hi, my name is Michael. We are calling from National Opinion Survey. We are conducting a survey about important issues facing your community and the nation. Are you registered to vote?
Yes.
All right, thank you. Okay, one moment, please. Okay. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
No, okay. Okay, and I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
Definitely, okay. Now, just for statistical purposes, what is your age?
48,
okay. And just to be sure, we're representing everybody. May I ask your race?
Caucasian.
Caucasian, okay. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Very dissatisfied, okay. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, or ideas using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. The first one is Joe Biden.
0.
0, okay. How about public school teachers?
50,
okay. Moms for Liberty?
Never heard of them.
Never heard of them, okay, no problem. Okay, and charter schools?
100.
100. The U.S. Department of Education?
Oh. I'd say 0.
0, okay. How about woke culture or wokeism?
0.
0. Donald Trump?
100.
100. Public schools?
Probably at a 25%.
25, okay. How about the National Education Association?
Probably at a 25%.
25%, all right, thank you. Now, generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in your neighborhood? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I wouldn't know.
You wouldn't know. Okay, no problem. Next, would you say that public schools or charter schools do a better job at educating students?
Are you asking if which one is better?
Yeah. Would you say that public schools or charter schools do a better job at educating students?
I would say charter.
Charter schools. Okay. And would you say they do a much better job or just a somewhat better job?
Much better job.
Much better. Okay. Now, some people view education as a means to prepare students for life. Generally speaking, how well do you think public schools do at preparing students for each of the following? Please rate each of the following topics on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means public schools prepare them very well, 5 means public schools prepare them somewhat, and 0 means that public schools do not prepare students at all regarding this topic. You can use any number between 0 and 10, okay?
Okay.
The first topic is develop critical thinking skills from 0 to 10.
0.
0, okay. Develop social skills.
Zero.
Compete for and get good jobs in the future global job market?
Zero.
Understand the value of diversity and how to navigate an increasingly diverse world?
Zero.
Grasp the academic basics of reading, writing, and math?
Probably a five.
Five, okay. Be ready for higher education like college?
Probably a five.
Five. Okay, thank you very much. Now, would you say that your state spends not enough, too much, or just about the right amount on public school education?
Just about the right amount.
About the right amount, okay. Have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years?
No.
No, okay. How much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory or CRT?
How much, meaning on a scale from 1 to 10?
No, the choices are a lot, a little, or nothing at all.
A lot.
A lot, okay. Well, as you may have heard, critical race theory or CRT, which is not actually taught in K through 12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply plain politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
Disagree.
Disagree, okay. And would you strongly disagree or only somewhat disagree?
Strongly.
Strongly disagree, okay. Now, how much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools? A lot,
a lot.
A little, or nothing at all?
A lot.
All right. Now, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. Public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today.
Disagree.
Okay, and would that be somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Okay. A certain amount of politics is unavoidable in classroom discussions. Teachers should have the freedom to discuss and educate students on all political viewpoints without censorship.
Disagree. Strongly.
Strongly. Okay. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum.
Strongly disagree.
Strongly disagree. Okay, no problem. Now, I'm going to read you a list of ideas that some say would help improve the quality of public schools. For each, please tell me whether you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose it. Making it easier for parents to challenge books in school libraries they see as pornography or books that they believe deal improperly with racial issues?
Agree.
Tell me if you would strongly support, somewhat oppose, or is strongly opposed?
Somewhat support.
Somewhat support, okay. Now, adding an ethnic studies unit to the K-12 public school curriculum?
Not sure what to say. I think it's already there. So,
okay. Would you say
support?
You support or oppose it? This idea?
Support.
To help improve the quality of public schools?
Support.
Support strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. Giving parents the power to veto curriculum decisions in their school?
Strongly support.
Strongly support. Okay. Increasing discipline in schools?
Strongly support.
Protecting educators' right to free speech and fighting back against efforts to ban teaching about race, gender, and sexuality?
Strongly disagree.
Strongly oppose?
Yes.
Or support?
Oppose.
Okay. Just to let you know, we're already at 90%. Just a couple of more quick questions, and we'll be finished with the survey, okay? Thank you for your time.
Okay.
Okay, some U.S. cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum for K through 12 public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilizations, the Black experience in America, and the contributions and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit to the K through 12 public school curriculum?
Oppose.
Okay, and is that strongly opposed or just somewhat opposed?
Strongly opposed.
Strongly opposed, okay. Next, I'm going to read to you some arguments the others might make about education in America. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you find it a very convincing argument, a 5 means it's a somewhat convincing argument, and a 0 means it is not at all a convincing argument. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Here's the first one. History teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash in history and remove the parts
okay.
that they say are
I'm
too
gonna
dangerous.
Stop. I'm going to stop the survey now.
Okay.
Because I think your questions are racist.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. I mean, your opinion is very important, though.
Yeah, but whitewash, that's a racist statement.
I'm sorry
so
about
I'm gonna
that.
Stop
I mean,
her.
Okay, no problem.
All right, thank you.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.